call to the podium the representative of Vanuatu.
Chairperson, honorable ministers, heads of delegations, excellencies, the Director General of the WTO, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I make this statement on behalf of the government of the Republic of Vanuatu. I wish to profoundly thank the people and the government of Kenya for the warm welcome and gracious hospitality extended to us since our arrival in this country, and for the excellent facilitation of this ministerial meeting. Chairperson, the multilateral trading system is at the crossroad, with the membership divided on how to proceed as regards the Doha Development Agenda. The multilateral trading system has served us well since its inception in the 1940s, and it is in the interest of the global community to do whatever is necessary to strengthen and to make it more responsive to the needs of all members, particularly to small and vulnerable states which continue to operate at its periphery and are yet to derive significant benefits from it. As one of the recently acceded WTO members, this is the second ministerial conference that Vanuatu is attending. In joining the WTO and as an LDC, Vanuatu had the expectation that it would enhance its performance in the multilateral trading system. As such, Vanuatu urges all members, particularly the leading trading nations, to exercise the necessary flexibility to make it possible for the Doha round to be concluded as soon as practical. Abandoning the Doha round is not an option for Vanuatu, and the multilateral trading system and must not be undermined at this meeting. In that regard, Vanuatu associates itself with the statements made by the Pacific Group, by the LDC Group, by the SV Group, and the ACP Group. We need, as an organization, to reflect on the reasons for the current blockades in the Doha negotiations and try to deal with them as effectively as possible. The consensus principles requires the concern of all members to be addressed. We believe that as a small vulnerable country and an LDC, our interests should be adequately taken into account so that we have the opportunity to meaningfully participate in global value chains. As a recently acceded member, I want to congratulate Afghanistan and Liberia for completing the accession to the WTO. At this ministerial meeting, achieving consensus on the LDC, SV, and development-oriented issues would send a positive signal to the international community and that the WTO takes seriously the concerns of LDCs. Vanuatu, my delegation wishes to underline the importance of the provision of adequate technical and financial assistance to LDC. In that regard, it regards and acknowledges the support it has received from the EIF and urges donor nations and organizations to continue supporting this invaluable program. Vanuatu welcomes the pledging of $90 million by donor countries earlier this week. I thank you. Asante sana.